Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here's your news for Saturday, January 18th. Kincardine Council received a series of reports from the municipality's Environmental Services Department. In a report from December, two issues arose: a spill of chlorinated water into Lake Huron and a wastewater exceedance at the Bruce Energy Center Lagoon site. Despite the issues, there was minimal impact to the surrounding environment. The spill of chlorinated water from the Kincardine Water Treatment Plant was reported to the Ministry of Health in early December. The Bruce Power Nexus Research Center has been working with Bruce County and the Bruce County Federation of Agriculture to produce a white paper on the intersection of clean energy and agriculture. Chad Richards, Senior Director of Bruce Power Nexus Research Center, was at Grey Bruce Farmers Week meeting with Bruce County farmers face-to-face and was very enthused about the progress on the project.
We've got a lot of really great data, really good insights. One of the things that these types of projects, white papers, can run into is they do a lot of literature review but don't actually get on the ground and talk to people. And that's what we're doing here today, is we're getting in front of farmers, talking to them about the concerns, the questions that they have about this potential, and really working those into the product that we'll produce.
The white paper project has been ongoing for the past 6 months and, according to Richards, is nearly completed. The City of Owen Sound is inviting local restaurants to participate in the 12th annual Savor Owen Sound event. This award-winning event highlights local food venues throughout the month of March, which features special menus. New to this year, there will be themed weeks and bonus digital and radio content during the event. Bayshore Broadcasting will be participating in handing out gift certificates. Last year, more than 15 local restaurants took part in the event. More details on how to take part can be found on our website. On to national news, the Trudeau government is planning a first round of counter-tariffs that could be unveiled as soon as incoming U.S. President Donald Trump is sworn in on Monday. According to media reports, the counter-tariffs would apply to $37 billion in goods that would be less harmful to the Canadian economy. Trump has threatened to levy a 25% across-the-board tariff on Canadian goods, which experts and lawmakers have warned would be devastating for the Canadian economy. The Canadian government is also preparing additional retaliatory tariffs that would cover up to $110 billion. And organizer of the 2022 Freedom Convoy, Pat King, is to be sentenced on February 7th. According to media reports, the Red Deer man was a key figure in the three-week protest against COVID-19 restrictions and the federal government that swarmed Ottawa's downtown. King was found guilty on 5 counts in November, including mischief and disobeying a court order. He was found not guilty on 3 counts of intimidation and 1 count of obstructing police. King could be facing up to 10 years in prison, but his defense wants the sentence limited to time served and probation. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack pulled off a dramatic comeback win in Brampton last night.
Puck stays in, Petrovsky to Bowie on the left side, crossing past the hooky, scores! Landon Hooky with the overtime winner, the Attack complete the comeback, 5-4 the final, first win for the Attack over the Steelheads since 2018, and the captain caps it.
That was the call for Matt Hermes on Bear Radio, as Landon Hooky scored a second of the game in overtime to help the Attack to a 5-4 win. Owen Sound rallied from 4-1 down in the third to pick up the third win in the past 4 games. Tonight, the Attack hosts the Flint Firebirds at the Bayshore at 7. In the PJHL, Walkerton beat Goderich 5-2, Hanover beat Wingham 9-1, and Kincardine beat Mount Forest 4-3. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Montreal beat Minnesota 4-2, and in the NBA, the Raptors fell to Milwaukee 130-112. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce RE/MAX Realty Sports page.